If you hear the name Bill Nye, you may think the science guy. Well, this next story involves the actor Bill Nye. He played the washed-up rock star in Love Actually, among many other roles. Nye is a well-known stage actor in England, and one of his most successful collaborations is with the playwright David Hare. They're together again, on Broadway this time, in a revival of Hare's drama Skylight. Jeff London reports.
The actor and the writer first worked together on a television movie in 1980, and they've been working on and off ever since.
Our paths haven't crossed. We've beaten a path towards each other.
That's playwright David Hare.
Bill's my favorite leading man. I think we've worked together 10 times. And it's very unusual to have a leading man who has all the qualities of a leading man, but who also has a sense of humor, and a particular kind of humor which I enjoy very much, which is a sort of what I call self-irony.
For his part, Bill Nye says that Hare's politically charged emotional plays keep drawing him back.
I admire David's writing a great deal more than I admire most other people's writing. I just enjoy speaking it, and also his concerns are to some degree my concerns.
Hare has always been concerned with social issues and politics, and since 9/11 he's written a series of plays and television dramas that deal with the abuses of power. For the BBC, Hare created the Warwicker trilogy, about an MI5 agent, played by Bill Nye, who takes on a corrupt prime minister.
Do you know the Home Secretary?
The one who says we can't be free because we have to be safe.
That's her. She's our deputy prime minister.
I thought we didn't have a deputy prime minister.
We do now. Beasley's saying he thinks of her as his natural successor. She's been bought. We need to go to work. You coming with me?
Try and stop me.
David Hare says it's the only time he's ever written a part specifically for an actor.
I don't like to normally because I think it limits the characterization. But, yeah, of course, the idea that Bill's going to deliver my dialogue does keep me up to the mark.
Hare knew the lanky, dapper, and idiosyncratic actor would be up to the mark in Skylight because Nye had played it on the West End in London. It tells the story of a millionaire restaurateur who tries to rekindle a relationship with a school teacher who's chosen to work in an impoverished neighborhood. The play's director, Stephen Daldry, says it's a story that resonates even 20 years after it was written.
The conversation that the two characters have, particularly about a value system based on the banks, based on wealth, based on the ideas of the pity of the rich, based on social service, based on what teachers do, rich city, poor city, service city, not service city, all these really vital conversations are happening now in New York City. You know, the play resonates absolutely.
It's also funny.
It wasn't until I got out of your limousines, till I left that warm bubble of money and good taste in which you exist.
Thank you.
But I remember that most people live in a way which is altogether different.
Well, of course.
And you have no right to look down on that life.
You're right.
Thank you.
Of course, that's right. However, in one thing, you're different. I do have to say, Akira, in one thing, you're different from everyone else in this part of town.
How is that?
You're the only person who's fought so hard to get into it when everyone else is desperate to get out.
Actress Carrie Mulligan, who plays the school teacher, says it's not just politics and sociology. She says what she likes about David Hare's writing is the way he draws out the humanity of his characters.
The romance and the grief and the loss and all those very kind of universal things that everyone has some experience of. And I think that's why the play is so touching, because David is able to articulate those parts of your life so clearly and so honestly.
This was the whole trouble with business and you. You look down always on the way we did things, on the way things are done. You could never accept the nature of business. I mean, finally, that's why you had to leave.
Well, I must say,
I mean,
I never knew that was the reason.
All right, I'm sorry.
I never knew that was why I had to leave.
I put it badly.
Badly? You did. I thought I left because your wife discovered I'd been sleeping with you for over 6 years.
I mean, well, yes, that as well. That played a part.
Actor Bill Nye says even though it's been almost 2 decades since he played this role, David Hare's words still grab him.
There are very few plays I want to do. I love Skylight. I adore it. It's probably my favourite play. It's certainly one of my favourite parts, obviously, otherwise I don't suppose I'd be doing it again.
And he and David Hare will almost certainly be working together again down the road. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.